All right, so first I want to say I apologize for not making any videos because I was supposed to do part two of Darcy and Stacy on BitChute, but today was just a crazy day, man. So first I want to apologize for not making, you know, not I wanted to make a lot more videos this week, but it looks like I've been having a rough week so far, and it's only Tuesday. But so with that being said, I wanted to share something embarrassing. So I just downloaded one of my favorite movies called Vanilla Sky. It's about Tom Cruise character. His character's name is David Ames, and he's a playboy who falls in love with this girl and shit falls apart, you know, because he ends up getting in a real bad car accident. So he pretty much, you know, just completely crumbles because from his perspective, what he had to offer women was his looks. So when his looks were taken away from him, he just absolutely crumbles, right? He still, and when you watch it, if you ever seen Vanilla Sky, you can see like he can still save it, right? He can definitely still save the relationship if he just had, if he knowingly to himself was aware that all of his power was in his, that from his perspective, all his powers was in his relative looks, you know, in the movie to get women. He still could have saved it because she was down to try to hang out with him and all that shit, but he just went crazy, right? He just folded, right? Because he didn't know. And it's just part of life, man. You figure out things as you grow. So I'm not like faulting him for it. But anyway, what triggered the thought for this video was, for those of you seeing the movie, oh, well, so this won't be a spoiler, but there comes a part in the movie where they all go out. It's Tom Cruise, his friend, and Penelope Cruz, the actress Penelope, because this was like 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. So she was a lot younger back then. She was, you know, the pretty, well, some people say she's a pretty little thing. I never really thought she was, you know, I thought she was kind of funny looking, to be honest, but that's besides the point. If you like her, then cool. But anyway, there's a scene in the movie where they all go out after his face was, you know, like mangled and cut up, and he has to wear a mask to, like, you know, help himself deal with it. He passes out on the street and he wakes up. And Penelope Cruz's character comes back just completely forgiving, kind of with this unconditional love, and just kind of comes back and picks him up, right? And I can remember back to my blue pill days, to my blue pill acting days of this shit, right? And when I was younger, man, my dream was to have a woman to just kind of just come and pick me up as a man and help me and coach me out. And it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. So for those of you out there who was in that same, I'm sorry to break it to you, man. It doesn't happen. My dream back when I was 19, 20, I still remember when I first seen Vanilla Sky on accident. This is when I was first getting to build a computer because I used to work at Dell, and then all my friends built computers. So of course, you know, like, you know, this thing, you kind of fall into who you're around. So I started building computers. I remember I was real dumb back then, man. I knew nothing about computers. So it took me fucking, you know, like 30 or 45 minutes to get it like working how like properly. But I remember this is back when DVR had first come out, and I had DVR, and I just kind of accidentally left the movie on in the background, and I kept like watching it and, you know, tinkering with the computer, then like stopping watching, tinkering. And that's how I ended up watching on accident, man. But like that movie really spoke to me for two reasons. One, because, you know, it if you ever dream what New York City might be like, Vanilla Sky is a, for me, that was a perfect feel and vibe of New York City. And two, that watching Penelope Cruz pick up Tom Cruise's character as a man, like she comes after he, like he slept on the street all night, some, you know, some back street in New York City, and she picks and she's like, come on, oh, we have to get up, you got to pull it the fuck together, you know, I'll pretty much like, I'll be with you as long as you just try, are you with me, Tom? And he goes, yeah, I'm with you. Like, see, I remember back when like I would dream of that woman who would pick me up, who would be there and help to, you know, who could recognize if I did something wrong, and if I did something wrong, she would be the coach and help me through it, right? And I think a lot of guys want that. Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe times have changed, right? But this was the media I was fed as a kid. And so with the embarrassing side of it, now I get a lot of questions about, you know, how'd you become red pill, blah, 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 blah. So another part of what's kind of sped up my progression in the red pill shit and seeing the react and the brutal realities of it is, I don't know if whoever may watch this is aware, but my mother died when I was 14, right? And I'm not saying I had the worst life at all, because there's got people who go through worse shit than me, for sure. A lot of it is just how that individual took it. Like, some people, they lose their parents. They're like, oh, well, people die, and they move on in life. And other people, it just fucking crushes them, right? So for me, I lost my mom at 14. And at this point, well, okay, at this point, I've learned how to deal with it. But at the time, it took a long time for me to constantly fight with my inner self of not trying to turn another woman into my mother, right? That shit took a lot of it took a lot of brutal realities to get that and to realize, look, I'll never truly have that again. After your mother dies, like, you will never have another true mother, because like she like, because you will never truly be hers. You will have some women who will try, some older women in your life will try and come close and all that, but you'll never have like your mother. So I would find myself accidentally trying to turn like other women in my life or girlfriends into my mother. But here's the thing. Now, with girlfriends, the first few girlfriends, I was doing it and I didn't realize I was doing it. But then after the first, I say two or three, it got to, like, I was just like open. I said, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to turn you into my mother, because I lost my mom when I was 14. And it was insistent. It's always been a constant battle and a constant struggle in a relationship on my end of monitoring myself and not expecting that woman to be whatever, loyal, trustworthy, and all that shit on an unconditional level. So that was another big thing that kind of sped up my growth with women. Was to kind of like be able to stiff them out and feel them out. Like, is she really caring or is she not caring? Like, what is she really saying? Is she just looking for a way out or is she really trying? Like, I had to sniff it. Given my circumstances, I had to sniff it out a lot earlier and then come to a more brutal realization, you know, from my perspective at a younger age. So I think that's what really sped it up. So long story short, man, based on how I developed in my life, like secretly, I still want my mommy, for lack of better words. I still want my mommy, right? And that brutal reality of she's dead. There's nothing you can ever do to bring her back. Even if she did come back, like let's say if there was some magical fucking cure, right? Where even if she were to come back. Now, this might be a bit sensitive, right? Because now I'm going into the deeper subjects in my area of study, right? In some areas I just studied just because I was just genuinely curious. So I remember back in school, I got into the topic of incest, right? So I got real into like reading, like, you know, how the fuck this should happen. Was it the, you know, I got real into that in school. And what I came to find out is and most of it, people write, okay, you don't believe, go Google books on incest. Like, people who were in incest write books about this shit and tell you what the fuck happened. What I found was, from my research, is usually when incest happens, especially between a mother and a father, or even siblings, right? It usually comes down to two different ways. The first way it happens is one of the parties was fucked up and taken advantage of the other one. When the other one was smaller or some shit like that, or like the weaker one or something like that, that's usually the one way. And then the other way it happens is, and this is a very not talked about topic, the other way it tends to happen is when you're developing, like as a child, right? When you're developing as a child and you're growing, if your opposite sex parent, whether you're a girl with a guy or a guy or a boy with a mom, whether you're a girl with a dad or a boy with a mom, it's the same shit. If your opposite parent was absent throughout your puberty years and were to come and then magically like come back, the exchange of love has now changed, right? It's on a biological level, like the exchange, because if that parent missed the puberty, if the parent missed the puberty years of their child and then they meet them like, you know, years later, right? what happens is the child at first there's like a child love, but then one of the two parties will realize, okay, this isn't a child anymore. I'm not a child anymore. They'll realize it's not a child anymore. So then what happens from what I studied on it, what seemed to keep happening was they would try to replace that child love with it would incidentally happen. They would incidentally try to replace that child love with a romantic, with a sexual love. And that was how incest happened. If it wasn't the former, like I said, one was just like fucked up and was taking advantage of the other one. Oh, here's another fact. Another thing that wards off incest is, let's say if a brother and sister grow up in the same house, when the mother, what wards off incest is watching your mother take care of the other kid. And there's no real logic behind it, but when I say logic, there's no real, hardcore evidence other than just that fact that if you were to watch your mother take care of this child, then there's a much lower chance of incest rates. Which can kind of explain why, in a fully functioning, coherent society, why women get the kids in most cases, because it's something about it. Because when kids watch their fathers take care of the kid, you know, it doesn't ward off incest. But for some reason, when the kid watches the mother take care of a sibling, it neutralizes sexual attraction. And I was never able to dive in deep enough to figure out why. I can't remember. Maybe I just got distracted. Maybe it is explained. And I just didn't go that deep into it. But anyway, back to what I was talking about earlier. Even if my mother were to come back, just me being in this field of, you know, of psychology and clinical mental health and shit like that, there would be a high chance that, okay, look, to be fucking brutal about it, there'd be a high chance I would just end up wanting to fuck my own mom. All right. So it's like, So back to the core, you know, the core message, me coming to the understanding that, okay, look, I will never get that unconditional love from my mother ever again. And I had a conversation with my girl last night about it, because I'm going to another brutal deep topic. Because I don't know if anybody's watching this was with me when I went through that whole like real bad hypochondria phase, because my mom had pancreatic cancer that spread to her liver. So if you Google that shit, they'll tell you your symptoms, like a sharp pain in your stomach, and when you take a shit, it's gonna be white instead of brown, or like really pale, and then your pee's gonna turn like dark. It's gonna pretty much the colors flip and you piss and shit, right? So and I remember when I was going through that, and I'm like checking, like I'm every time I take a shit, I'm like checking that shit like hardcore, fam. Because I'm like, for some reason, something just snapped. And I went through a real bad hypochondria phase for about 4 or 5 months. And it was at the beginning of this year. And I remember fighting myself then to not ask my girl to do too much. I didn't ask her to come over. I didn't ask. Now look at that. I didn't actually ask her to do anything. She could just see I was fucked up and chose to come do it. But I never asked her to come over. I never asked her to cook or clean or anything like that. She just does it. But at that time, she seen I was fucked up. But I tell you what, to be honest with y'all, and I told her this, I was regressing back to a childhood fucking state, right? I was regressing back to a child state. Like, I just want my mom to take care of me. I just want my mom. So I was regressing. And I remember I was about to ask her, like, no fucking lie, I was regressing so much back to a child. I wanted to ask her to look at my shit to make sure it looked right. Like, it was getting, like, bad. But I had to fight myself not to do it. Because I had to like break down logic. Well, even if she did look at it and if it was fucked up, well, what's that going to do? It's not going to help. You know, if I had liver cancer, it ain't going to help my liver. So what's that going to help if she looked at it anyway? But like I said, I had flipped in my head. I flipped and I was on this real bad, super high anxiety, mixed with depression, mixed with, you know, what's that existential dread or whatever the fuck it is. I just really snapped, man. And I was fucked up. But I never asked her to do it. Never. But I told her last night. Well, I tell her all the time. Like, I tell her all the time. You remember that time when I went through that? Like, I wanted to ask you to do that, but like, here's the thing. If I had asked her to do it, she would have done it. I don't have a doubt in my mind that she would have done it. And my problem was not with getting her to do it. Now, this is the deeper, you know, the deeper reality of it. My problem was not questioning if she would do it or think I was a freak or something like that. I knew she would have done it. My issue is this. I knew that I wouldn't. Once I fed into that, I would never stop. First, it would be her come, you know, making sure my shit looks right. And then it gets to the point where I'd want to hold her hand while I was taking a shit. And I want her in the bathroom while I'm in the, like, it wouldn't stop. At the rate I was going, with being fucked up, it wasn't going to stop. And I knew it. But I also, like, I wanted it because I was regressing to a child. But at the same time, like, I had just enough sanity in me to say, yeah, like, I know you can't do that. Because it's not going to stop. And the next thing you know, I would just end up running her ragged because I'm running myself ragged. And then we both would end up being ran ragged. And then, you know what I'm saying? Then we both would end up mad. It just would have made things a whole lot worse, man. So, yeah, no, I never asked her to do it. No, like, I would draw the line. Well, I never asked her to do it. She just chose to come up. That's why I bought her that iPad. I bought her this iPad that she never uses. So I just use it all the time. And I bought her some AirPods because she dealt with me through all that shit. She deserved that shit. Like I said, she would ride the train, the above ground train, 20 minutes over here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just to take care, she could just to take care of me and shit. I never asked her one time to do that. So, like, the fact she did all that, yeah, like, I bought her that, like, because I usually don't buy women gifts and shit, but like, I bought it. She never used the iPad, so I just kept it. But she uses the AirPods. I left it here all night last night and she was still on her phone, just watching Netflix on her phone with the iPad sitting right there. She just don't even touch it. But she'll use the AirPods, though. She used the AirPods. But yeah, man, so that's an embarrassing and, you know, relatively, I guess, you know, abnormal slash deep content. So if anybody's interested in anything I said or anything, definitely, like, let me know, man. Like, message me or, like, you know, you leave a comment, whatever. Because, like I said, because okay, for those of you in these fields where you deal with people on a deeper personal level, like, let's say if you're in, like, the nursing field or a doctor or an attorney or something like that, like, y'all know what I'm saying. Like the realities of what happened or can be fucking brutal. You know what I'm saying? And here's the thing, especially for those of you who are in fields like I am, like, you know, going out in the regular world and talking about this shit, like, people would rather just demonize you for bringing this shit up because they don't know how to handle it. You see what I'm saying? Like, they don't know how to handle those brutal, brutal reactions. And man, even those of you who may be not in the field, like, but you know, you're open enough to, you know, to accept it and think about it. Like, you can, like, it's difficult to go up to random people and talk about this shit because a lot of people just don't know how to deal. The average people in the world just don't know how to deal with this especially coming from somebody they don't know. So especially if you talk to a random woman about it, like, you got a good chance, like, she'll just write you off as a creep or some shit like that. Cause they just don't know how to handle it. That's really what it is. Cause if you ask them to actually fucking, you know, give an explanation on their perspective and the reality, well, they'll never have a response about it because they just don't know how to handle it. But anyway, if anybody's interested, you know, in talking about, you know, for any area that I brought up in that or mental situation or, you know, mental conditions or situations that I might have studied, and I give my insight from working with people who had it. I'm not going to share, like, you know, confidential information about, I'm not going to give any identifying information about anybody, but I can share, you know, my personal experiences with people who, you know, maybe, like, we're dealing with this or dealing with that. I'd be happy to share, you know, experiences from my life with it. But yeah, anyway, yeah, and again, as far as confidentiality goes, like, I don't play with confidentiality, like, seriously. Like, my girl she watches my videos, but she doesn't know who anybody is or anything like that. And I don't let anybody see her, or she don't see them ever. I remember one time we was in the kitchen and something came up, and I said, oh, yeah, I just spoke with somebody about that. And she goes, who? And I was like, yeah, you try to find out who it was. and she low-key got mad because I wouldn't touch, because she goes, come on, you know I don't care. Because Oh, because she tells me, you know, all types of shit, you know. But anyway, that's the video, man. Hey, again, apologies for not making a video, more videos. I really wanted to make more videos, but man, like, it's just been ridiculous here lately. So I'm out of here. Yeah, I hope you have a good day, evening, whenever you watch this. See ya.